Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, and we're in Bagley, Minnesota, live, and believe it or not, they're telling us it's springtime or something like that. It's spring in Northern Minnesota, which is a hard season to love. When you live in Minnesota, it's not January that gets you, it's March that gets you. Because January, you know what to expect. It's gonna be below zero, you're gonna endure it, you're gonna brag about it, you're gonna laugh at those East Coasters talking about snow and cold, and like, oh, we're better than that, it's 28 below, ah. It's great, because we're the best at being very, very cold. But when the weather's not quite cold, when the light glints through the windows a little different, when the smell in the air changes and you hear some birds, you think, spring is here. And then you get a foot of snow. Because it's spring in northern Minnesota, which is the season that breaks us, or that attempts to break us. It certainly drives us mad. Spring in northern Minnesota is the Lucy's football of seasons. We are forever Charlie Brown, hurling back our feet, hurtling it forward, never hitting football, only hitting air, landing on our back forever and ever. And yet, the surprising thing is, we always know it's going to be like this. We always know March is exactly like this. And yet every year, the curse of this is that we still feel hope that it might be better this time. That is the darndest thing about March in northern Minnesota. A lot of people just give up. A lot of people we know. You know who I'm talking about. Snowbirds. I'm sorry, I don't want to offend anybody, but you know the snowbirds, they go off to places like Arizona. They go off to Florida, and it's lovely there. And they have, they're lovely people. And it's cold, and they like the warm. Good for them. You know, that's great. I saw a feature on the Duluth Channel 10 News about snowbirds. They actually did a series of interviews via Skype with retired couples talking about what it's like to live in a warm place in the winter. I'm going to summarize their answer. It's considerably warmer there. But you know, it's hot down there in the summer, so you come back here when it's nice in the summer. That's really, in a nutshell, how that works. But really, we have something here that unites us. It is a combination of hope and desperation, a combination of unmistakable anger at the weather, and yet knowing that it's going to change. Temperature is nothing more than time. Wait long enough in northern Minnesota, and you'll get the climate that you like after enduring months of one that you despise. It's no wonder we are the way we are. The place we live has something for everyone, but mostly suffering. Nevertheless, we sometimes look beyond the weather. It's daylight savings time tonight. I always love daylight savings time because it reminds me of the times I worked at the old radio station. I worked overnights at a radio station one time, and daylight savings time was in the spring. Here's what it meant: at 2 a.m., it was 3 a.m. So there was a sheet of paper that was to represent everything you were supposed to do from 2 to 3 a.m. Crumple, crumple, crumple. It doesn't exist. It is an hour that no longer exists, except that in the fall, when they fall back and 2 a.m. becomes 1 a.m., you realize there is nothing. This is an hour that that didn't exist. And I actually calculated my time at the radio station back then. I think that I left at a time when I was still up an hour. So I like to think that I'm living my life an hour ahead of where I was, and that somehow I'm still living on that extra borrowed hour. And I've got it in my back pocket somewhere. Well, March or daylight savings time, it's really just arbitrary madness, a good metaphor for a Minnesota spring, a season of subtle lies and overwrought fiction.